CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 5th of June 2022. Here are the news headlines, amateur radio to be shown on television. Thank you to all the Society's volunteers. Platinum Jubilee activities underway. The hobby of amateur radio and portable operating in particular will receive some television coverage today, Sunday the 5th of June. The long-running BBC Countryfile programme airs at 6pm on the main BBC One channel. It will be based from Flatholme Island in the Bristol Channel, the site of Marconi's first radio transmissions oversea. Presenters Ellie Harrison and Matt Baker will be with leading summits on the air operator Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, as he sets up a portable station on the island in order to contact SOTA activators on hill and mountain summits around the UK. Volunteers Week takes place between the 1st and 7th of June every year. It's a chance for the RSGB to recognise the fantastic contribution volunteers make to the work of the Society. From newsreaders to the National Radio Centre, the regional teams to committees and everything in between, the RSGB would like to thank the hundreds of people who make a difference in amateur radio every week, not just during Volunteers Week. If you'd like to join them, go to the rsgb.org/volunteers site to see what vacancies are available. The RSGB Platinum Jubilee activities have started with the GB70 special event stations up and running. The call signs to look for are GB70E for England, GB70M for Scotland, GB70W for Wales, GB70I in Northern Ireland, GB70J on Jersey, GB70U for Guernsey, and GB70D for the Isle of Man. You can find out more about these special events at gb70.co.uk. Many amateurs are already using the regional secondary locator, the letter Q. If you'd like to join them, the free of charge notice of variation to your license that is needed is available via the RSGB website, or if you'd rather, you can use the suffix stroke 70 to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. An NOV is not necessary for the stroke 70 addition to your call sign. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 will be live on Monday the 6th of June. Professor Ian Morrison, G0DMU, will give a review on the history of Jodrell Bank, one of the world's premier radio astronomy observatories. From its founding in 1945 through the completion of the Mark I radio telescope in 1957 to the building of the Merlin Array in the 1980s and 90s, Ian will discuss some of its most exciting discoveries. Due to recent poor propagation on the original 3727 kHz frequency and increasing local background noise on the 80 metre band generally, the National Radio Centre NET has moved to 7130 kHz. The NET is on air every weekday morning starting at 10:30 on 7130 kHz. The NET is open to all licensed radio operators, whether to join in with the chat or just for a signal report. Belgium's communications regulator has said 50.200 MHz and 51.075 MHz will be used until the 18th of June during a military exercise in Elsenborn. In Belgium, the amateur radio service has a secondary status in this band, with the military services having primary status. Radio amateurs are asked to avoid the use of these frequencies if possible and to listen carefully whether the frequency is in use if they still wish to use the frequencies concerned. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rallies and event news as soon as possible to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your events in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, Sunday the 5th of June, the Spalding Radio Rally will be held at Holbeach United Youth FC, Penny Hill Road, Holbeach in Lincolnshire, PE12 7PR, doors open 10 AM, disabled guests at 9:30, entry is £3. There'll be a car boot area, flea market and trade stands. Catering is available on site. A prize raffle draw will take place as well. More from Graham, G8NWC, on 0775 461 9701. Next Sunday, the 11th of June, the Rochdale and District Saturday, I should say, the 11th of June, the Rochdale and District ARS Summer Rally will be held at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road off Edenfield Road, and in brackets A680, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10:15 with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 AM. Details from Robert, M0NVQ. That's M0NVQ. And his email address is m0nvq@outlook.com. Next Sunday, the 12th, two rallies are on the calendar. Mendip's Radio Rally is at Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall and Playing Fields, Churchley Lane, Farringdon Gurney in Somerset, BS 39 6TY. Free parking. The doors open between 9:30 and 1 PM. Admission is £3. There'll be inside tables and large field for car boot traders. Hot and cold refreshments will be available. All inquiries to Luke, 07870 168 197. The Junction 28 Radio Rally will be in Alfreton Leisure Centre, Church Street, DE557BD. Traders and clubs will be in the indoor hall alongside a bar and cafe. Admissions £3. More from Alan, M0OLT, secretary at snadarc.com. DX News. Harold, DF2WO will be active again as 9X2AW from Wanda until the 22nd of June. He plans to operate all bands and satellite QO100. He'll operate FT8CW, SSB and RITI, QSL, M0OXO, O's OQRS. Reiner, DL2AAZ, will be active holiday style as TO2AZ from Guadeloupe, that's NA102, until the 10th of June. He'll operate CW and SSB 1040 meter bands, QSL Home Call Director Bureau. Because of the postponement of the expedition to Rockall until June next year, five team members will conduct pre-examination training from Goose Rock, EU005, an uninhabited rocky islet off the coast of Newquay between Monday the 6th and Thursday the 9th of June. Nobby, G0VJG, will be testing his radio equipment and be on the air as Stroke P. Now for special event news. IY4ELE will be on the air today, Sunday the 5th of June. The aim of this event is to highlight historic value and meaning of the yacht Electra, or Elettra, the floating laboratory of Marconi. The station will be set up close to the yacht. More information on the amateur activity you can find at arifidenza.it. GB0LIZ will be on the air today, 5th of June, celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It'll be operated by members of Geesborough and District ARC from Lion Inn, Blakey Ridge, Kirkmore Side, YO627LQ. They'll be using as many bands as possible and visitors are very welcome. Wales Digital Radio Group will be active using GB0JBL until Monday the 6th of June, celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee from the refreshment rooms in Zimmer, South Wales. I have a feeling I'm pronouncing that wrong. It might be Cooma. GB2JCM will be operated by the James Clerk Maxwell Radio Society to commemorate the anniversary of the mathematician and scientist's birth on the 13th of June. They'll be operating from the Church of Parton in Dumfries and Galloway, where Clerk Maxwell both worshipped and is buried. Should you be interested in joining with the Society and taking part in the special event, please come along on the day between 9 AM and 5 PM. They can be contacted via qrz.com. Contest news. Weekend's very busy. The ARRL International Digital Contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 5th, using digital modes, but no RTTY, on the 1.8 to 50 megs bands, where contests are allowed. The exchange is your four-character locator. The UK 6-metre group summer contest ends its 24-hour run at 1300 UTC today, the 5th, using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, locator and membership number. Ending its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 5th of June, the International Pride Contest, you can enter as a single operator, multi-operator, or single QRP operator. Check out the rules at prideradio.group/contest. The RSGB National Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 5th, using CW only 1.8 to 28 megs bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the 5th of June, the UK Microwave Group's low-band contest runs from 1800 to 1600 UTC, all modes, 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Monday the 6th, the 80-metre club championships contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, RITI and PSK 63 only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 7th, 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange is the same for both contests, signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 megs FT8 activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2100 UTC on Wednesday the 8th. Exchange is your report and the four-character locator. Thursday the 9th sees the 50 megs UK activity contest take place between 1900 and 2130 UTC. All modes, exchange, signal report, serial number and locator. And the weekend of the 11th and 12th of June is another busy one for contest heavens. Saturday the 11th is the day of the RSGB Jubilee tournaments. The first is the CW Jubilee tournament that runs from 0900 to 1010 UTC, using the 3.57 and 14 megahertz bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is followed by the Jubilee tournament that runs between 1400 and 1510 UTC on the 144 megs bands, using phone and CW, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the SSB Jubilee tournament runs between 1900 and 2010 UTC using the 3.57 and 14 megahertz bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Note that the three Jubilee tournaments are 70 minutes in length, in keeping with the Platinum Jubilee theme. The IARU ATV contest runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 11th to 1800 UTC on the 12th, using 432 megs bands and up. The exchange is the P number, serial number and locator. Sunday the 12th, the second 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And next Sunday the 12th, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC, phone only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Maximum power for this contest is 5 watts. The UK 6-metre group summer marathon runs until the 2nd of August with contacts on the 50 megs bands, exchanging your 4-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. What a difference a week makes, they write. Last week we were looking at a solar flux index of 137 and a mass of sunspots. This week the SFI is standing at 101, with only three active regions visible, and one of those is about to rotate out of view. Geomagnetic conditions have been relatively stable but a little unsettled, with a maximum KP index of 3 over the past few days as this report is being prepared. The solar wind stream remained elevated above 500 km per second due to a coronal hole stream combined with possible weak coronal mass ejections, or CME effects. As a result, HF conditions have been a bit lackluster, with the Chilton ionosondes showing a critical frequency of between 4 and 5 MHz. This equates to a maximum usable frequency of about 18 to 21 megs over a 3,000 km path, as we said. Nothing to write home about. But all is not lost, as the experts feel this will be short-lived. A short-lived decline in solar activity and normal service will soon resume. NOAA thinks The SFI will decline a little more by the end of this week, before coming back with a roar from around Tuesday the 7th of June. It predicts the SFI could be 110 on Tuesday the 7th, and then rise to 150 by the 14th, so next week could see the bands opening up again at least for a little while. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain quiet with a maximum KP index of 2, at least until the 10th, when it could rise to perhaps 4 or 5. It looks as though the Jubilee weekend may offer fairly flat HF conditions, but this may improve as we head into next week. VHF and up, there are no signs at the moment of a really strong long-lasting area of high pressure, so any tropo is likely to be temporary. On today's forecast charts, the only one that shows up develops over Scotland during the holiday weekend, but declines as the weekend finishes. The rest of the weather story is focused on showery activity and the prospect of some heavy showers and thunderstorms. It bodes well for rain scatter, but could also play havoc with HF, CW, NFD static levels. The early days of June are regarded as prime time for sporadic E. With this season getting off to a slow start, it's high time we saw some activity. There are a few jet stream segments over Europe during the week to come, but nothing looking very strong. This may be compensated for by the increase in the background meteor input in this period, and hopefully there'll be plenty to celebrate. After the excitement of last week's Will They Won't They Eta Aquarids meteor shower, this week is going to be something of a back to normal situation. June is usually a slow month for meteors with no major showers. However, this date, the daytime Arietids, which is a minor meteor shower, may provide some useful radio reflections on the Tuesday and Wednesday, the 7th and 8th. Sky noise will be quite low this week, with moon full next Tuesday, the 14th of June. Declination reduces throughout the week as the moon moves towards perigee. Path losses for moon bounce will reduce as the week progresses. Once again, low declination will favour stations with little or no antenna elevation, potentially increasing operation time beyond that around moonrise and moonset. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from them. That's all from me also.